Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Testimony in the house, church. The way you are excited, I pray that the Lord release testimonies onto your life. Those who are not excited, it will delay, be there. Amen. Andrew, come on stage from KSCU. Okay, I now understand. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. Please. My name is Andrews. I'm a member of the Encounter Dancing Stars.
What is your testimony about?
This morning, my testimony is about how my school fees were sorted.
Hey, are you just sitting there? How God sorted out? God is sorting you out. You don't have one city on you, but the Lord is sorting you out. Amen. So tell us, we want to see.
Okay, what happened? Last year, around November, December day, that's when we vacated and I was working in the house.
Okay.
So I think the time we reopened school this year, that was January 15th.
Yeah.
January 5th, 2024.
Yeah.
I was planning how to pay my school fees to come to school. So my mother told me that Charlie and foul, so I should stop.
Stop the school?
Yeah, I should stop the school. And I said, oh, ma'am, of course, I'm here. Yeah, petroleum engineering, they meet me down to us. So I have to come. So I think the person who was taking care of me, like in my school, like he told him that he can't continue again. So I don't know. Yeah, he's in the UK. So he said he can't continue again. So I was wondering how to pay my school and come to school. So my brother told me that Charlie said, oh, mama said it's not fair. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. And I said, okay, so I have no other
option
to listen to them. Yeah. And I said, okay, so I'm not fear. So I called my pastor, Pastor Albert.
Ask the next person sitting beside you, who is your pastor? Ask the next person sitting beside you, who is your pastor? And what happened?
So I called my pastor. I called Pastor Albert and I said, Pastor Albert, my mom said I should stop the school. And Pastor Albert said, I can't stop. And I said, oh, Pastor, Emfa. And Pastor said I should take my bag and come to school.
So you had even lost hope.
Yeah, that's Emfa. So I'm stopping.
Pastor gave you that hope.
Yeah, that I should come. Wow. So Pastor told me that I should take my bag and everything so that he will give me lawyer fare to come.
Okay.
And I said, okay. And I said, Pastor, please, I'm ready. I'll come at this time. So he gave me the lawyer fare that I should come. So I came to Master, I think, around 29th January day.
It was about 3 weeks
after the school.
Okay.
Then I came to Kumasi and I said, oh, so where will I stay? I have no money to pay for any hostel. So a friend of mine told me I should come and patch him for some semester, for some time, wow, so that I can find my hostel. So I went to that hostel and I think it was about to pay for the registration this thing. And I said, oh, Pastor, please. They said the deadline is 29th of this of January. So how will I pay the school fees? And by the grace of God, Pastor Albert and Auntie Rejoice helped me pay some amount of.
Put your hands together once again. And the Lord is sorting you out. God has options for you, okay? So if help has cut off from somewhere, he will give you another supply. Amen.
Yeah, and also not only Pastor Albert and Auntie Richard, but some members in the church also. Yeah. So as for our school, 60% is for this year we were paying 2,800. So okay, the 60% would be 1,007.
Yeah.
And the 60%, I think I didn't get all the 60%. So they said the deadline is 29th, and they extended it to 5th of February.
Wow.
And I said, okay, then I can use that time to find some money. And I was there, and my department president came to my hostel and said, Andrews, for index number name, or your, I think, other thing, so that I'm going to do something for you.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, so he didn't tell
me what
he
was going to do.
So I think they extended the date again. I was praying that God should
say what
to
that.
They extended the date again from 5th February to, I think, 3 days, so 8th or 9th day.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was thinking of how to pay the, maybe that 400 to pay to register my course. And this guy came to my hostel to take my index number and other things. And I said, oh, okay. They're not back here. So I was there, and he said that, Andrew, check your portal and let me see something. And I said, I checked, and no, nothing was inside. Only that payment and the anti-redress and Pastor Abel gave to me. And I said, Mbachembayo, and he said that, oh, check again. And I said, he's not still in. And he said that, okay, you are going to check again for you.
Okay.
So I think February 27th, 28th day, I was in my room, and he called me that, member at campus, I should come to campus and escort him to some place. And I said, okay. So I came there, I went with him, and he went to the IT lab. And he told the people that, I've sent this guy named to the VC's office for a needy scholarship. So I didn't know. So I was.
Let him finish. Relax. Church, relax.
So I was shocked, and I said, I need a scholarship, sir. And he told me that I should relax. Everything will be fine.
Okay.
He said, I can't stop the school. And I said, okay, it was left with some 1 day for the last registration. And I said, oh, everybody. So I think that night.
We are talking about the night before the deadline.
Yeah, the night before that night. So I think Pastor Abel too was, I think they were coming to our campus for a meeting. So I think that night now I was there, and you called me, I should check my portal. And I checked, and I saw needy scholarship fund or 1,000 cedis were deposited into my account.
Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. This can only be a miracle. Only God can do. And what happened? Someone who was in need, he had no hope of going back to school that semester, but God sorted him out through people, through helpers. Wow, what a church.
So out of the 60%,
okay.
I think the 1,000 CD plus what Pastor Albert gave to me was almost 85% of the.
So you're almost done.
Thank God for what he has done.
You're almost done. The Lord will supply all your needs according to your riches, his riches and glory. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. I want the church to shout, what a pastor. What a pastor. God bless you, Pastor. Pastor Albert, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are wondering why we are wearing Art of Evangelism Conference after weeks of giving announcements. Maybe it's your first time here. I want to tell you that this week, anointed men of God are visiting this place, and you don't want to miss it. So before we end the service and we forget, I'm just telling you that please, tomorrow we are having a very powerful man of God here. You don't want to miss it for anything in the world. For anything in the world. There are some people, you just have to encounter them once, and something will actually change in your life, okay? The word of God says that where there's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This afternoon, I know the sun is out, but there's a particular word that can actually pave way for you. And we have no other person than our pastor, our teacher, Sister Shine
of Galilee.
Oh, yeah.
Whether rain or shine, day or night, he leads the way.
Lift your voice and declare, he holds my life.
Oh, yeah. He holds my life. He's just a man of Galilee.
Whether rain or shine,
day or night,
he leads the way.
Oh, he holds the rain and storm of my life and gives me peace, perfect peace. No one can love me as Jesus has shed his blood for me.
Whoa.
Put your hands together for the Lord and shout a hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. What a friend indeed. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your goodness as we come before your word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You want to lift up your Bible at this time? We want to make our confession. Tell your neighbor, something is happening to me as I confess it. Lift it up and say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. I'm preaching a short sermon today, but very important one. Not for any bad reason. We are preparing for tomorrow. And it's still a full service. And after that, there's more to be done. Hallelujah. But the grace of God is with us. And I believe that we have been living in the day of very nice testimonies. So make sure that you get your own testimony as well. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Hey, you are very quiet. Oh. Yeah, you do, and I'll call my wedding couple up to come and give beers before. You want to spoil the church, we shall preach first. Hallelujah. But it's a blessing. And God is fighting for us. Ah, tell neighbor, God is fighting for you. Yeah. Sometimes it looks like it's quiet and nothing is happening. But I tell you, he's fighting for you. Hallelujah. So if you are looking for a miracle, just receive one today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Yeah. And I think that somebody should finish this young man's school fees for him. He cannot be struggling like that. Ah. So at the end of service, you want to finish it, come and see me. Do you understand what I say finish? He still has some amount left. How much do you have left? He said what? Ah, if I, how can somebody in... Ah, somebody has put their hand already and shown me a sign that Charlie is cleared, brah. You cannot be struggling like that in the name of Jesus. You see, you are looking at me like, hey, but what about mine? But you didn't come and testify that they are paid three quarters or something. That's why you are there. He came grateful for the 75% or whatever percent he had got. Yeah, it's very powerful. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Pastor David has been sleeping properly now. And today I want to talk to us about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, Easter is coming. Easter is coming. Easter is coming. And I want you to actually understand Easter and actually love it. Yeah. It's very different from Christmas. Christmas, we're celebrating a birth. But it is Easter that actually makes us Christians. Yeah. It is the events of Easter. What happened in Easter. That's what makes Christianity different from any other religion. Are you there? How many of us, you know that as for sinning there, you are a sinner. You know. Yeah. You know, so if you know that you are a sinner, you will really value Easter. You see? Now imagine that you are supposed to pay for every sin. What charge can we put on every sin? Someone should give me an example. How much can we put? Let's say you are going to pay 100,000 per sin. Some people, okay. I should make it less. Okay, like about how much? You see, you are saying that it should be less. But I want to ask you the price of blood. If you have an accident at work in a proper organization and you lose even just this one finger, just this. I think one of Daddy tells us that story. The man was paid £85,000 for his thumb. And our prophet was asking, so what about if I add this one? And what about if I add this one? Just so one thumb was what? 80,000, not cedis, pounds. So five will be 400,000. Okay. 400,000 pounds in Ghana cedis, please. Those of you who work in Forex, how much is that? Pounds sterling. Dollar cry at 12, in a pounds. Someone should shout it for us. It's how much? Hey, Charlie. pounds rate. You see, the way you are slow, how will you be working in pounds? Oh. Should we assume 15? We should assume 15. It's like what? 6.4 million Ghana cedis. Just for five fingers. So what about the blood? All the blood in your body. How much should we pay? So I'm saying that if... So now do you understand why I say you're one sin? Okay, we'll say 100,000, 50,000. How many lies did you tell yesterday? How many things should we have done that we didn't did? We didn't do them. I mean, when you count, no, you can see that they're paying there. You can't. How much more when the Bible says that as for sin there, the only thing that will pacify sin is blood. How much blood will you pour? You tell your neighbor sitting by you that, you know, you look very nice, oh. And I'm sure you try to be honorable, but the truth of the matter is that. Hey, the truth. Charlie. Liz, you don't look like you sin, oh, but Charlie. We are human. We know that it's not about, tell your neighbor, it's not according to looks. It's not by looking. Hey. Are you in the church or you have traveled? No matter who you are. You see, and I'm saying this not because, not to encourage anyone to condemn themselves, but you see, it stirs up a gratefulness that someone has paid already. You see, Andrews came to testify that some people helped and he was mentioning their names. Why? Because he's grateful to them that they helped him. But it was only school fees. School fees, you can't go heaven. And you see, it's important, but it's not going to heaven. How much more somebody paying so that the blood that they should have collected from you is not being collected? Hey, I wanted to ask your neighbor, how much blood do you think you have? How many of you have had a diagnosis before that you are anemic, that you don't have blood? Hey, how are you feeling? Very dizzy. You were feeling dizzy. Small blood that you didn't have, you were feeling dizzy. Then if we collect all, you will die. So we need to see that blood is something. In actual fact, in this life, you can do a lot of things. But when blood comes inside, it becomes a problem. Yeah. If you are even a thief and you go and steal somebody something, you don't touch them. That's different. You are stolen and then you have hurt the person. Something else. And if the person dies, something else. Yeah. You are driving your car and somebody crossed you. Not that you hit the person. Somebody crossed you. You see, you are innocent, but you see that the person is affected. Why is he affected? Blood. Anything. Tell your neighbor, when they bring blood, no, they have spoiled the matter. When blood enters, something has entered. Am I talking to somebody? Something has entered. As soon as you shed blood, something has happened. Are you there? There are some people, they can't even stand the sight of blood. When they see it, no. Amen. And the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. You see? And that's why all over the world, almost regardless of religion, when we want to eat meat, we let the blood go. I don't know of any grouping of people who say that they shudder and eat the meat with the blood in it. I don't know of any. Maybe you know of some. Yeah, you know. And, you know, I'm an animal scientist many years ago. And in some places, they still do it. When they, in the slaughterhouses, when they cut the neck and the blood is going there, they went to collect it. They said they are doing blood meal. Because blood is also the most nutritious substance on earth. And they began to feed it as blood meal to animals. That's the source of mad cow disease. Yeah. A lot of diseases came out of that. Not intended. It's not supposed to be. Hey, you are very quiet now. Hey, are you in the church? So you see that even ordinary blood from ordinary things has a certain power. How much more the blood of Jesus? And that's why I'm just going to quickly go with you through some of the supernatural abilities. Because blood, natural blood, has ability. But the blood of Jesus, in addition to that, it has some supernatural abilities. What are these abilities? The first one is that it doesn't expire. Jesus gave up his life 2024 years ago. And people are still being saved by that blood that is shed. When you go to the hospital and you say that you're coming to donate blood, they're always very happy with you. And they take the blood and then they test it and they do whatever they have to do. And then they put it into some kind of freezing something, something there. And they write on it that it must be used by a certain date. Why do they do that? They do that because even though your blood is very healthy, it expires. Your natural blood, it cannot be there. Said 10 years later, you're coming to give the blood that somebody donated 10 years ago. They can't put it into you. No, 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 no. It doesn't even, I don't even think it reaches a year. Are you with me? Yeah. And that's why but the blood of Jesus is not like that. It doesn't expire. 1 Peter 1:18 tells us that we were redeemed by something that was not corruptible. When you say the thing is corruptible, it means it can spoil. Amen? It can spoil. But the blood of Jesus cannot spoil. That's why in this year, we are as saved as somebody who got saved 1,000 years ago. Because the blood does not expire. I thought you'd be putting your hands together for the Lord, for this blood that does not expire. Hallelujah. Stay in verse 18. I'm staying in verse 18. I didn't come to 19. He says, you were not redeemed with corruptible things. So in other words, the blood that redeemed us, the precious blood, verse 19, is not corruptible. It doesn't spoil. It doesn't expire. Hallelujah. It's very frustrating when you are looking for the blood for a patient and you go to the blood bank and you are seeing blood and they tell you there's none. And then you come back, you say, I'm going to write it on Facebook. The reason sometimes that they tell you that is that the type you are looking for is not there. Are you there? The type you are looking for is not there. So there's blood, but it's not your type. Sometimes the blood you are seeing is the one that they have gone through. They go through regularly and remove the expired one, and they're about to go and throw it away. And so you are looking for blood. It's blood, but it's expired. But I thank God that we, nobody needs the blood of Jesus, and they'll say, it's not your type. It's not your type. Whoever you are, whatever type of person you are, the blood of Jesus, it does not expire and it does not become useless over anyone. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two, the blood of Jesus has the supernatural power to forgive sin. And that is why it has saved us from our well-deserved punishment. Oh my goodness gracious me. Our well-deserved punishment. I was telling the first service that the Sunday morning is the most hypocritical time of the week. It's the time that we all polish and look as if we are proper people. But you and I, we know. We know that we are not proper. Are you there? You are proper, eh? Hey, some of you, if we could see your behavior in the house. You are like a witch in the house. But as you have come to church, Charlie, we are saying that, oh, you are very correct. Hey, please ask your neighbor that, what don't we know about you? What don't we know? In the first service, I was telling them that some of them, they are looking so nice. Now on campus, they are half naked. Not knowing that somebody has seen some the day before. And the person came. The person did not expect to meet her lady pastor on campus, and she was somewhere half naked. And oh, hey, are you there? You see, it's nice to shout about somebody's own because you forget your own. Hey, we are in church, oh, but I can tell you something. I have church members who smoke weed. I have church members who drink too much. I have church members who beat their wives. I have church members who insult their husbands. Wherever you find yourself, you just say that, hey, I've been found. There are church members who insult their children. There are church members who use four-letter words that are not supposed to be used. They use them. There are church members who curse people. I have to say it because we are all looking so nice this morning to look at as nobody would believe it. Are you in the church? Hey! I remember that many years ago when my sons were younger. You know, when you have three sons, you know if you're a Christian or not. You know. I don't remember what one of them did. Hallelujah. Anyway, so on this particular day, I don't remember what. In fact, I don't even remember which of my sons had done something. I don't know why I feel it was Pastor Kofi. Don't tell him. But I remember that I was so angry. And I screamed at him in the house. Then I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit and he said, you should be ashamed of yourself. And then he said something. He said, nobody who knows you will believe that you are the one who screamed like that. Hey, are you there? You are looking at my face. I look like a nice pastor. You can't believe my story. Hey, I tell you. Amen. Those of you who are all boys in your home, you know what I'm talking about. Hey. Hey. It could make you climb trees. Bah. As you see them, people come say, oh, your sons, oh, they are very nice. Oh, they are pastors. I say, you don't know. Yeah, they've grown up to be nice guys, but they were children like anybody else. Are you in the church? So, Charlie, we thank God for the blood of Jesus. Because when I finished, I said, what the Holy Spirit is saying is true. I thank God that repentance was available. He told me that my church members had seen, had heard, they wouldn't believe that is their pastor. This was many years ago. Are you there? And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. But I'm saying it to say that none of us can say that we don't make mistakes. Some of the mistakes, right, they are deliberate. Some of the things, right, as you are repenting, you know you do it again. Shabaya. That's why I'm calling it a well-deserved punishment. Are you not happy for the blood of Jesus? Because no matter how guilty we are, no matter how many times we commit that same sin, he forgives. Oh, he forgives me. I thought you'd be clapping for him. I thought you'd be thanking him. I thought you'd be shouting, oh God, thank you so much. You see, it is so much that we don't believe it. Yeah. Some of you, you masturbate and you say, Lord, forgive me. And then you go back again. You see, you are not real, though. You are not real. Yeah. I remember being a younger Christian and searching through the Bible to see whether there's any verse there that says that after you have committed a certain number of times, so after the forgiveness is not there again. But I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God that there's no verse like that. The Bible says that if we have sinned, we ask him for forgiveness, and that's it. Yeah. Even we as human beings, if somebody keeps doing the same wrong thing over and over and over, but because of the blood, it's very wild. I hope you are beginning to appreciate the wildness of the blood of Jesus. You see, that is why when you are trying to hold judgment over somebody, it begins to look very funny. Yeah. You're very quiet. Let me talk to the mothers. Mothers, how many times have you told the child not to do that particular thing and they've done it? And they have done it again. A certain mother is showing me that it goes in like this and comes up like this. Yeah. And sometimes you get even frustrated. You want to slap the child. Hey. But you see, we are doing our own. And we are doing, and we are doing, and we are pleading the blood, and we are asking for forgiveness. Are you there? But after, if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father. Okay, this one too will do. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Only if you confess. You can choose not to confess. That one there is your problem. But if you confess it in quantity, he there, the blood will work. Hey. Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, I've changed. I've changed. Yeah. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have a lawyer. Do you know why he's the lawyer? Because he says, hey, I poured my blood. You cannot make him pay again. I paid already. Hallelujah. The next thing I want to share with you about the blood of Jesus is that the blood of Jesus has supernatural power to prevent death. Supernatural. Even natural blood often is used to prevent death. Natural blood. You see that they'll say that somebody, something, something, then they'll do a transfusion and the child will live and the person will come back. Are you there? Why? Because even blood in the natural has those properties. Amen. How much more the blood of Jesus? And that is why even though we do so many death-worthy things, we are still here. Pastor David wants to take us into spiritual things that the wages of death is sin. I wasn't even thinking so much about the spiritual one. What about the physical things worthy of death that we do? We do a lot of things, so, and we are still alive. Hey, you are very quiet. A lot of things. You light a candle, then you go to sleep. You should die. You charge the phone and you sleep with it by your head. Hey. There's a way in which we don't sense danger. Yeah. We don't seem to understand danger. Buy food anywhere, especially the one by the gutter. And we are still here. We are still here. The rats are having praise and worship around, and you are buying the rice. Yeah, it's real. We are not well. They give us medicine. We take half. And we throw away the other half. Say, oh, the medicine is too much. And you are alive. You know, you are alive. Oh. You are a fool, but you are alive. And the reason is the battle of blood of Jesus. I tell you. Hey! Hallelujah! Amen. Many of us, we go to the hospital, we don't ask what they say is wrong with us. We don't know. They give us drugs. We don't read. We don't know what the medication is. You go, you take an... In this nation of careless people, you have had injections you didn't need. You are still alive. Blood of Jesus just working for you. Go to sleep. You don't lock the door. How many of you it has happened? Yeah. This one day I would like cry. Accra, my recent journey. I found out the following morning I didn't lock the door. Accra. I gotta be crazy. Of all places. Hey. Hey, push your neighbor and say, look, it is the blood. The blood of Jesus preventing death. Hallelujah. Are you here? Because when blood stops flowing, the thing dies. Any part of your body, if the blood stops flowing, they have to take it off. Yeah. If the blood is flowing, they can do a lot of things. But if it stops, that's the end. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has supernatural power to bring you back from the dead. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:20 that the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. So Jesus himself, as he came back, it was because of that same blood. Oh my goodness. Are you there? There's an amazing story that Bishop Dag tells in the book Blood Power. And it's a true story, an amazing story. And he said he used to have a lecturer who was a gynecologist. And this guy used to tell them stories of working in rural areas. I think he was an Indian. I think so. He used to work in Indian rural areas. Then he said there was a lady who had come to have a baby. Things went wrong and this woman was dying. Are you there? And she was just bleeding to death. So even to give her anesthetic, he didn't have anything. He did the operation like that and stopped the bleeding. But by then the woman had really bled and he realized that she was dying. And this was a rural area. He didn't have blood, didn't have anything. But the woman herself had been bleeding and her blood was there. And the man decided, they said they should get him a bottle. And he put her, he said, this woman, she's dying anyway. Maybe it will just help. And he put her own blood into a bottle and put it back in her body. The woman survived. Wow. Yeah. Hey, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Are you seeing it? We can argue with and say, hey, the thing, she'll get an infection. The woman survived. She lived. It tells you something about the power of the blood. And I like to hear it because I think about the power of Jesus' blood. And to me, it's so total. Amen? Oh, I said, it's so total. And some of us, you know, you were actually dead. Spiritually, you were dead. Actually. The way it is, you were actually dead. And it's the blood of Jesus that has brought you back to life. And I'm saying all of this not for you to feel bad, for you to feel so grateful. That, hey, this blood, what would I have been doing without it? My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. The last one I want to share with you this afternoon is that the blood of Jesus has the supernatural power to overcome the devil. I really like this one. The truth is that if you and the devil engage in the fight, he will overcome you. He will overcome you. He's a spiritual being. He will overcome you. But because of the blood of Jesus, he can't. He cannot overcome you. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. That's our final scripture. And it says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Are you seeing it? And by the word of their testimony. That's why every Sunday, as often as we can, we like to have people testifying, because it's a weapon that we have and we are overcoming. But another way to overcome is by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I believe that, you know, I believe strongly that many of us who are believers, we have even taken in poisonous things we didn't know. You trusted the wrong person. The Bible says if you take in any poisonous thing, it will hurt you. You don't know that the blood was fighting for you. Yeah? You want to fight for yourself. I know who people who say that they can't sleep because they are praying to stay so that they will not be over. Then you don't believe the blood of Jesus. You don't believe. If the blood of Jesus is working for you, plead the blood of Jesus. Turn over and sleep. I remember a certain man of God. He used to be very radical in his beliefs. When I say very radical, if the Bible says it, I believe it. One of the people he never feared in his life, this is Lester Samuel. One of the people he never feared in his life was the devil. And he had their encounters. So one day he was upstairs in his room, and then he heard noise downstairs. He had gone to do some spiritual work somewhere. And as he was wondering, I'm here alone, what is this? When he came down, the furniture in the room downstairs had been shifted. Then he saw a demon. And he looked at Satan. Ho, it's you. I'm going to bed. When you finish, reorganize it. And he left. Yeah. Not because of him. The blood. He knew the one who he had believed. And he knew that with the blood of Jesus, there was nothing that the devil could do. He said the following morning when he came downstairs, the furniture was perfect as it was supposed to be. Some of us would have been panting and running and making phone calls. Hey, Pastor, help me. Oh, hey, I'm about to die. Oh, something has happened. Hey, as I came, hey, the devil is in my house. Oh, yeah, my mother. Oh, yeah. There is a blood that is above every blood that answers every question that stands for us. The Bible says he lifts up a standard over us, and because of that, we cannot be overcome. I want you to stand to your feet this afternoon, and I want you to begin to thank the Lord for the blood that has brought to us salvation, the blood that cleanses us, the blood that allows us to be forgiven, the blood that gives us a place, the blood that has given us life, the blood that has covered us and so we have not died. Come on, just lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Every effort to take your life away from you, it has failed already. Every effort to just take your life from you has failed already. Thank God. Thank the Lord Jesus for his blood. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that answers for us. Which the Lord sees us, when God sees us, he sees the blood, he sees us covered in the blood. The blood pleads for us, the blood talks for us. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Thank God. We thank you for the blood. Thank you. The song says, for it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. There's nowhere we can go that is too low or too high for the blood to reach us there. And you just want to thank God. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. When it flows to the lowest valley,
and it flows to the lowest valley, valley of blood gives me strength from day.
Every eye is closed. You are here. You've not given your life to Jesus. It is the blood of Jesus that was shed. That is what saves you. And this afternoon, you are here. You are saying that if Jesus were to come tonight, I'm not sure I'm going to go to heaven. If I were to pass away, if my time was up now, I'm not sure I'll go to heaven. If that is your situation, don't think any further, but decide that you're going to give your life to Jesus. Because when you do that, the blood begins to work for you. And so as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just lift up your right hand. We will pray together. Just lift it up. It's because of the blood that was shed. That's why we even have access. Just lift your hand. Maybe I cannot see where you are, but if you want to give your life to Jesus, just come to me right here. We're going to pray. Just come to me right here. We want to pray. Just come. We're going to pray together. God bless you as you come. You are standing somewhere. Your heart is beating. That the Bible says Jesus is standing at the door of your heart and He's knocking. Step out and come. We're just going to pray together, receiving and accepting that sacrifice. And by so doing, we are born again. We're born again. Hallelujah. My brother, you just want to pray this prayer after me. Make it your prayer. And if you're in the congregation, just join us. Help us. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior. And you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. Thank you for your blood. In Jesus' name have we prayed. Father, I thank you for this young man. I pray that even as he's given his life to you today, let him experience your goodness. Let him experience your presence. Thank you for forgiveness of sin always. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIEDIASE. God richly bless you.